While much of the state is experiencing low king salmon runs, it's an entirely different story in Southeast, where fishermen are looking at a record high target harvest.
This is an extraordinary year.
That's fish and game biologist Patty Scannis. Today is the first day of the summer troll opening for king salmon. Trollers will be going after more than 170,000 kings in this first opening. Scannis says it's the largest target ever for the July opener. To put those numbers in perspective, there will be about the same number of fish available to trollers in the next 2 to 3 weeks as were available to all gear groups, trollers, seiners, gillnetters, and sport fishermen for the entire year last year. Scannis says a number of things are contributing to the high target, including big expectations for Chinook returns in the Pacific Northwest.
The Columbia River is expecting an enormous return this year. It's a record-breaking return, and so some of those stocks are what we call driver stocks for the Southeast fishery, and that means that they contribute significantly to what we are harvesting up here. So we benefit by the abundance.
Scanna says it's always hard to know what causes big returns, but it might be a matter of what's happening way offshore.
The leading hypothesis is that productivity is driven mostly by ocean conditions. So, you know, in years in which we have a high abundance, that, you know, is in part explained by ideal or favorable ocean conditions.
Fish and Game hasn't set the length of the July opening yet. That will depend on how fast the fleet approaches its target. But Scannis estimates it will last between 14 and 21 days.